And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Rescue crews in Turkey and Syria are racing against time and a lack of equipment to find survivors buried in the rubble of buildings toppled by powerful earthquakes that struck the region on Monday. The death toll in the two nations rose to more than 15,000 people on Thursday. Turkey's Emergency Management Agency said Wednesday that 96,000 people were involved in the rescue efforts. Turkey's leader vowed to ensure people will have shelter during a visit to the earthquake zone. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Amid calls for the Turkish government to send more help to the disaster zone, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan toured a tent city in Kahramanmaraş, where people forced from their homes are living. He conceded shortfalls early on in the response, but vowed that no one would be left in the streets. While in the Turkish city of Malatya, says former journalist Özel Pikal, bodies have been placed side by side on the ground, covered in blankets, while rescuers wait for the funeral vehicles to pick them up. I'm Charles De La Desma.
The head of the World Health Organization said on Wednesday his agency is deploying expert teams and flights with medical supplies to Turkey and Syria.
One flight is currently on the way to Istanbul, carrying medical supplies and surgical trauma kits from our logistics hub in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates.
Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a media briefing in Geneva the WHO will send a high-level delegation to coordinate its response, as well as three flights with medical supplies. Authorities say a city bus has crashed into a daycare center north of Montreal, killing two children and injuring six. The driver was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. A neighbor who ran to the center in Laval, Quebec, said